Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Flashback Friday to Sister Pucci. This is Minister McCarty with the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and we're having another segment of Flashback Fridays where we're going to just reminisce on some of the old music that has been played on the radio shows over the last 7 years. But before we get into all of the praising and worshiping, I wanted to talk to you about the Holy Spirit, and not just in general about the Holy Spirit, but how the Holy Spirit was promised to us as a comforter. And it's also helped us to be hooked up to the divine Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to live now because he still lives now. And so a lot of times we get into a mind frame where we're waiting to enjoy Christ's return. And he's saying, yes, I will return for you, but I'm also still alive and I'm still with you. I'm in you, and I'm in the Father, and you are in me. So we are all linked together in this divine woven thread or quilt, and every fiber of this quilt has to do with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me read from John 14 chapter, and we're going to start at the 15th verse. I just want to read. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That enough to make you just shout. Because to know that you have such power and such victory because of the Christ within you, he says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so no matter what oppositions you come up against, you are remembering that you are a child of God. And within being a child of God, he promises not to leave us here as orphans, as he calls our Savior home. He called our Savior home, and our Savior will return for us. But in the meantime, we are supposed to live and endure our lives because Christ lives. He said, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. He is telling you that because of the relationship that he has with you, that means you have access to God. And you have access to godly and spiritual blessings. Godly and spiritual blessings. I'm not going to reread the entire chapter for you, but I want you to read John 14 chapter in its entirety, because it really gives you a better explanation of how the relationship between the Father, Son, and us, the children, is laid out. Remember that on that day you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me, and I am in you. And he says, will not leave you as orphans. I will come back for you. That's the most comforting thing to know, that we are not just abandoned in this world. And this world is getting crazier and crazier. But we're not abandoned. Christ still lives today. He's still interceding on our behalf. He's still petitioning to our Father on our behalf. He's protecting us with the blood that he shed on Calvary. He's covering us with it. He's covering the children of God with it. And with that, with some divine connection that we have to hold on so that we may continue to live, even though the world, we see death and destruction in the world. Okay, everybody. First up on the mic is He's Coming by Cornerstone. And here we go.
You get held, that's a sad blow, but Jesus Christ can raise you in the sky like a flagpole. King on the throne in heaven, no castle, and he gon' come back to dictate like Castro. Soon as he comes back, he will ignite force with the armies of heaven, riding on the white horse, destroying sinners with the breath of his mouth, tic-tac-toe on his enemies, X-ing them out. In Revelation, by John the prophesier, say if you don't have Christ, you burn in a lake of fire, unquenchable flames, eternal torment. Trust the work of Christ, cause he made it dormant. Died for sins, he rose in 3 days. Believe what I say and you can be saved. Don't let the day pass, you gotta be immediate and follow the scripture, you gotta be obedient.
You need to change your life. The Bible say that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning in the fire or you're raised in the sky. You better change your life. The Bible say that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning in the fire or you're raised in the sky.
No excuses, this is what the truth is. All word came clean, makes you clueless. Christ Jesus been, thought you knew this. The real Jehovah's holding all the blue tents. You can't get by, why you hiding though? You ain't no guy, what you lying for? This goes to the pastors, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, ball players on the bleachers. Christ is coming back, it's really that simple. The days are evil and evil most sinful. This cat told me that my body is a temple. The same cat is catching on his kinfolk. Folks loving the world, it's straight perishing, covered in sin, and still feel they haven't sent. Life is Christ, everything's irrelevant. Hell is hot, boy, and I ain't scared to tell him this.
You better change your life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning in the fire, or you're raised in the sky. You better change your life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning.
That Christ gonna return, coming back in a day. In the clouds with the ones from the grave. The ones that I did are the ones that I saved. Pay attention, you're slipping on the teacher's time. If you don't listen, you're walking on the fine line. He's taking roll, but you're sick with the flu. Christ is coming back and your home is due. Repent ye and turn from your sin. Tomorrow ain't promised, it could be the end. God's coming and the Lord is near. So think about your life, for the Lord has here. You too can have a job, we'll do. So open up your house to the Father and the Son. It's showing time to change your life, cause Christ coming quick like a thief in the night.
You better change your life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. You're burning in the fire, or you're raised in the sky. You better change your life. The Bible say that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning in the fire, or you're raised in the sky.
Christ from his way back, what you know about that? Appearing in the sky, Gabriel got his backpack. What you know about that? Cross in his backpack?
coming back to take us home where my dad said. Listen up, bro, you need to call on his name. For it's too late and you burning in the flames. Trust God, let your life be changed. Gave up his son so you can be saved. Now we run around blind like we don't see. Go to church, bring your partners and your homies. Without Christ in your heart, it gets lonely. Accept love right now and be home free. Time is running out, it's gonna get heavy. Receive Christ right now and press steady. This is real life, bruh, stop playing. Christ coming back, so hear what I'm saying.
We need you to change your life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. Hell alive in the truth and live and die. You're burning in the fire, or you're raised in the sky. We need you to change your life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. Hell alive in the truth and live and die. You're burning in the fire, or you're raised in the sky. We need you to change your life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. Hell alive in the truth and live and die. You're burning in the fire, or you're raised in the sky. We need you to change. The Bible say that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning in the fire or you're raised in the sky. We need you to change your life. The Bible say that Jesus Christ is coming back twice. He'll arrive in the twinkling of an eye. You're burning in the fire or you're raised in the sky. We need you to change your life. The Bible.
All right, that was He's Coming by Cornerstone. And if you want to contact Cornerstone, you can actually Google them, and you'll be able to find other music by Cornerstone. We are still going to be working on making a list of all the artists that are being previewed on the show, and that is being in the works right now, so it'll be up and running. We'll keep you posted. All right. Flashback Friday fact. It took 2 years to find DJ Frankie Vibe, and Sister Poochie did the dance breaks prior to Frankie joining the team. Okay, so that's your Flashback Friday fact for the day. And next up on the mic is Free by Mac, Man About Change. Here we go.
Be free of anxiety, poverty, and things bothering me. Free of the picture they depict of my society. Free of the nosy neighbors swearing I ain't doing right. Free of temptation, which seems to be my kryptonite. Free of the comments and the ridicules I seem to go through. Free of the stress and the power just to stay hopeful. Free of the world and the problems of this economy. I wish I can free friends from the problems of their poverty. Free me from the chains of this mental slave condition. Free my stubborn family so they will start to listen, Lord. Free my father from the powers of that crack pipe. Help him straighten up so he can finally get his act right. Lord, free his mind so he can believe he can come out of it. Free me from the liars and the people who are counterfeit. Free Jay, go and keep your covering over him. And I pray, Lord, that nothing bad ever come to him. Free me from this feeling that I've met defeat. Free me from the enemy, make him retreat. Lord, deliver me a meal so I can help my fam eat. Deliver me peace so I can keep my sanity. Free me from the stupidity of this world. Free me from the Jezebels and these no good girls. Free me from the blindness and things clouding my vision. Free the world of deaf ears so everyone will listen. Free us from the restrictions of our own time. Free us from the prisons of our own minds. Free us of limitations so that nothing can stop us. Free us of wrongdoing so we can do this proper, Lord. I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free.
I just want to be free.
I wanna
Lord, free me from my anger and all of my wrong ways. Free me from lashing out when it's just one of those days. Free me from my pride so I can always give you praise. Free me from the bottle and the urge for the special haze. Free me from my past and going back to old ways. Free me from the lust of the
girls and still free. Free me from the feeling that I'm trapped in a cage. Keep me under control so I do not release my rage. Keep me going strong even on my weaker days. Free my spiritual family from always feeling pain. Open the people's eyes so they can see the wrong ways. And if they're hypnotized, please release them from their days. Help us respect our parents so you lengthen our days. Soften our hard heads so they will listen always. Free me from depending on other people for my gain. Free me from harsh words, delivering me pain. Free me from being stagnant, give me power to maintain. Give me power in my words, cause in them I promote change. Give me versatility so that nothing will be the same. Give me power in my music so that I can change the game. Give me wisdom in my words to help the people maintain. Deliver something good so no more kids will be slain. Stop the dope boys destroying families with Cain. Free us from the allure of the glory of the game. Instead, let us see the true side, the agony and pain. Rescue the lost souls in need of being saved. Put your spirit in us so that like you we will behave. Lord, I ask you to please make things change. Cause I just wanna be free.
Cause I just wanna be free.
I just wanna be free.
Cause I wanna be free. Cause I wanna be free.
All right, that was Free by Mac. That's Fans for Man About Change. All right, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows, and this is the installment of Flashback Friday where we sit back and listen to some oldies but goodies of songs that were played on the show. Before we keep rolling on, I want to go back to the Bible. I want to go back to the verse. It's John 14 chapter 18th to the 21st verse. I really want you to meditate on, because as we look at things in the world and as we see how they are and how dark they are, it is so comforting to know that, one, you're not being left, that Christ is still with you in the form of the Holy Spirit. You're connected to Him and He's connected to God. So there's nothing that can stand against you because He's within you right now, not later, but right now. And so it reads, starting with the 18th verse of the 14th chapter of John, it says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That makes you just want to say hallelujah. Once He says you realize these things, on that day, you will then know that He's in the Father. We're in Him, and He's also in us. What a glorious, glorious revelation. Definitely read the entire 14th chapter of John. Read the whole book of John. It's absolutely wonderful. But read 14th chapter, 18th to the 21st verse. I want you to concentrate on, and when things get dark and you feel like you're alone, break it out and remember who you are and who you belong to. All right, everybody, we're getting ready to get up and get this really pumped up. Okay, it's Friday. I started off a little bit slow, but I'm getting a little bit energy, and Frankie is going to help us take it on home. Now, DJ Frankie Vibe, we're going to roll back all the way to the number fifth mix that he did for the ministry. We did a show every Saturday, and he did. This was the fifth show that Frankie had joined us on. And I'm so excited to bring it because it is a dynamite mix. Okay, everybody, don't forget, We're trying to give some praise and glory to the Lord, so we're going to get off our feet and we're going to dance around like David did. And also, we're going to listen very carefully and try to find the message that Frankie Vive is trying to give us, because he himself has a ministry. All right, everybody, here's the dance break for the week. And here we go.
He's all right. 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 He's all right.
In the morning, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the noonday, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the evening, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the midnight hour, he's all right.
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
Yes, he is.
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 He's all right.
I wonder if everybody can put their hands together for me like this one. Cause in God you have a friend, he'll be with you till the end. And save your soul from sin.
Sister Pucci's Gospel House Mix. Hosted by DJ Frankie Bob.
Telephone disconnect. Waiting on your next day.
My friend, you might be going through something right now that you might not understand. But don't you worry. What I have to say can bring a change in your life. You see, no weapon formed against you can prosper. It's in the Word. And if you need help, all you got to do is ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks for seek, and he who seeks,
yes, he is alive, and he's with you, and he's in you. That was DJ Frankie Vi's gospel dance break for the week. Gospel house music. There's an entire community out there. If you like this 15 to 20 minute break that I do, Frankie also has a show on the Journey Home Outreach Ministry called The House of Inspiration, and you can see him. Go to www.journeyhomeministries.org to contact any of the shows approach the current and archive, and you can do that for all the shows that the ministry puts on. Also, Bible study is being prepared right now and will be available for you very soon. Please watch your social networks and Blog Talk announcements, and so you won't forget that valuable lesson that Elder Faye is working on. Okay, wanted to go back to the reading of the week. The show is flying by. But the reading of the week, no matter how your day feeling, there's some things that you read in the Bible that just give you chills and give you shivers, and you all of a sudden realize, you know, I'm a child of God, and I have such divine connection. I have such divine energy. I have such divine love that's surrounding me and that's within me, and He's within God. And if you put it all together, it boils down to there is nothing that a child of God has to worry about. No weapon formed against them will prosper. If he asks, he will receive. I mean, it takes obedience, though. So you have to follow the commands of Jesus, try to walk in the path that he, the example that he left. And one of the things he said is love each other as I have loved you. Okay, so going back to the reading, back to John 14, chapter 18 to the 21st verse, and it starts, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And let the church say amen. And once you realize that you're part of the Holy Trinity, all you can do is praise Him. So we're going to stop right now and listen to Rhonda Hayden's praise, because she does it also well. All right, everybody, this is Praise by Rhonda Hayden.
Just to set the brother free. and the sisters have been loosed, said an oracle of God. But we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall try. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand. An awesome wonder, yes, is he, the lover of my soul.
All right. That was praise by Rhonda Hayden, giving all glory be to God for all that we do. You know, we at the ministry believe in giving glory to God for everything that we do. We're doing in the name of Christ. Everything that we say, we're hoping that it is pleasing to his ears. And we're glad that you allow us to come into your eardrums as we try to lift up the great name of the great I Am and our Father in heaven and the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and giving honor and glory to him as well. All right. Let me go back to just briefly the key points I wanted you to know out of John 14, chapter 18 to the 21st verse, and it is that Christ is alive and is with you. He's not going to leave you as an orphan. He's in the Father. He's in us, and we're also in him. So that makes us part of the Holy Trinity. And if you obey his commandments, there's nothing that you can't ask and nothing you can't achieve or accomplish in this world, because he died and rose to live so that we may have life. And I hope you understand that. And if you need help with this concept, please don't hesitate to contact the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Elder Faye's email address is Elder, E-L-D-E-R, Faye, F-A-Y-E, at journeyhomeministries.org. Or you can email spiritual counseling at journeyhomeministries.org. And if you want to talk further about that, my email address is sistapucci@journeyhomeministries.org. But we're here for you. We're just not on the radio playing music. We're here to assist you with your walk with Christ. And as we will learn from you, you will learn from us, and we all continue to spread the good news that Christ has come and he's coming back. Okay, next thing that's up on the mic is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Brenda White and the White Boys. And, you know, this is the classic song that we need to have for us, because we have to have the love of Christ in our hearts for each other. God is love. And so if we don't have love in our heart, there's no way for the Holy Spirit to dwell, because it can't dwell where there's evilness. If you're the one who's allowing this into your life, he's not gonna dwell in it. So, again, the next song up on the mic is "Bridge Over Troubled Water" by Brenda White and the White Boys. All right, here we go.
Don't trouble the water.
Brendan White and the Bright Boys with Bridge Over Troubled Water. Thank you so much for joining me either live or if you're joining me later. We love you listening live and we love the people who listen later. Don't forget John 14, chapter 18 to the 21st verse. Read it, meditate on it, ask God to give you wisdom and the Holy Spirit to reveal all things to you. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music.